Germany, with its robust economy, has seen a surge in the number of refugees asking for asylum there. That also seems to have stirred up a lot of anti-immigrant feelings lately, even arson attacks against the places where refugees find shelter in Germany. But there are Germans who take a different view.
This country is totally able to have more people here. People try to give this message that it's totally not possible to take more people, but it's not. We are a really rich country. We can take more people, and we are responsible for many bad situations in the world, so we have to be welcoming.
That's Berlin resident Jonas Kokoschke. He's helped create a roommate-sharing website called Refugees Welcome.
If you have a spare room, you just go on our website, refugees-welcome.net, and tell us some little things about you, and click just on the button and leave us some little data, and we will try to find refugees which can fit to you, and you fit to him, he or she, so that everybody is sympathetic to each other, and then after some while, he or she can move in, which brings benefit to all of you.
So kind of a roommate matching service, one might even say an Airbnb for refugees.
Airbnb is about getting money. For us, it's always really important that people are living together, so we don't bring refugees into empty flats or apartments, because we think it brings the big benefit to a refugee that it's really more easier and faster to learn German, to feel as a part of our society here. And for many people, it's the first time that they get in a personal contact with refugees.
So refugees don't pay for these living situations?
No, what we always try is to let the state pay the rent. The second way is just to make what we call like a private microfunding, just to write an email to all your friends and family and ask them if they want to support this with maybe €5 a month or €10 a month or something like this. This is also what we do in our flat when we hosted a refugee in our flat for 6 months. So this was my flatmate. His name is Bakary. And because it was so easy, we just thought about, okay, we have to spread the word. We have to tell the people that this opportunity is possible.
With your own flatmate, how did the adjustment period go?
He moved out some weeks ago because he has his own apartment now, but it was a really great time, and today we are really good friends. Sometimes we were sitting in the kitchen like every evening, and I don't know, we're watching YouTube videos or stuff like this, and he always had some really philosophical things he just said, and I was like, oh, this is a point of view I never had, so this is really interesting.
Maybe you got lucky and got somebody who was very amenable and easy to get along with, but there have got to be some cultural issues. I mean, even just language. What about things like religion and, you know, drinking alcohol in somebody's apartment? A guest from a Muslim country might not appreciate that.
All the refugees are individuals, so it's really depending on this individual person, what can fit and what not. We try to bring people together who like each other, like in a regular shared flat, I would say. Of course, there could be differences, and of course, we could have been lucky, but till now, we have matched nearly 100 refugees to shared flats in Germany and Austria, because we have a sister organization in Austria since January. And from these nearly 100 matchings, only two have had problems. Bakary, my flatmate, he's a Muslim. I'm a non-believer. And when he moved in, he just said, I hope I don't disturb you when I pray. So I was like, no, you could do in your room whatever you want. And I said, I hope not to disturb you when I drink beer or something. And he was like, no, you can do whatever you want. So I think it's never about religion or where you've been grown up or something. It's always about respect and about dialogue between people.
I mean, I got to say, the government in Germany is overwhelmed with this refugee crisis. You are offering this very welcoming face to the refugees. I can imagine, though, that the people who are opposed to the migrants are saying, as long as people like Jonas are offering free housing, they're going to keep coming. How do you respond to that?
I'm sure that no one flees without a reason. People are willing to work because they want to have a good life. They just want to be part of this capitalistic society we all are living in. You in the US and we are in Europe. And they just want their part of the cake. And who decides who is able to work here, for example? Because I just by accident was born in Germany. Why can I do everything I want in the world and go everywhere I want with my nice German passport, but other people could not.
Jonas Kokoschke is a co-founder of the organization Refugees Welcome in Germany. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thanks a lot.
Many of the stories we cover come from our own questions in the newsroom, questions we try and tackle each day, and we're always interested in getting to the bottom of your questions, too. Drop us a line on Facebook or tweet us at PRI The World.